think we come to chapter number 15 now, no? There are three chapters in the Bhagavad Gita. Which relate to the mystery of the divine existence, the wonder and mystery of the divine existence. Chapter number 3, chapter number 9, chapter number 15. 3, 9 and 15, at the distance of 6 each. In the chapter number 3, Sri Krishna speaks of the Divine as the creator of the universe. If you turn to chapter number 3, verse number 10, we have a sentence, sahayajyaha prajaha srishtva purovacha prajapatehi anena prasavishyasdvam eshaha vaha astishtra kamaduk. Prajapati created the world. So there the description is given of Prajapati as a creator, the Lord as a creator of the world. But he created the world with sacrifice. Saha yajyaha prajaha. This word yajya is very important. This is one of the mysteries of the Supreme Divine. This has connection with the Purusha Sukta of the Rig Veda, where Rig Veda points out that the whole world is created by the sacrifice of the Lord Himself in His own power of creation. It is called the sacrifice of Purusha. That is because the world itself is made of the substance of Purusha. It is not as if God had some other matter before Him and He simply gave shape to the world, to that matter. That is another view of God. That God creates the world out of the matter which is beside Him. And He simply gives shape to it. There is another view of the creation according to which God creates the world out of nothing. Nothing beside Him. It's as if it were magic of God. He makes the world out of nothing. He's so omnipotent, so powerful, out of nothing He creates the world. Another view is that God Himself is the world. He doesn't create the world. He Himself is the world. Or the other way around, the whole world is nothing but God. That is another view. In distinction from all these views, this statement of Bhagavad Gita is extremely mysterious, powerful, and something that has lot of impact and meaning. So, prajapatihi srishtva sahayajyaha prajaha. He sacrificed Himself, and with the principle of sacrifice, He created the world. that is the substance of the world itself, is the Lord sacrificing Himself. Instead of remaining in His own position where He is, in His own status, as it were, He sacrifices that position, throws Himself, and out of Himself He shapes the world. Now this is one statement in the Bhagavad Gita which pervades the whole of the Bhagavad Gita. Because even in the Karma Yoga, which is the central teaching of the Bhagavad Gita, the Karma Yoga itself consists of the principle of sacrifice. All your actions you offer to the Divine, sacrifice to the Divine. Why do you sacrifice to the Divine? It is simply a response to the Divine sacrifice. The Divine sacrifices to create the world, and then the world sacrifices itself to reach back to the Divine. It's a mutual sacrifice from God to the world and world to the Divine. This is the secret of Karma Yoga.